Give it to Zico. Apart from the seagulls feeding along the shore, Zico was the first on the beach that morning. The sun was still so low that it looked like a big football floating on the sea. Zico was always first to arrive, but he could not start playing until Danilia and Frederico arrived with the ball. They used their shirts for goalposts, and Danilia and Frederico both played against Zico because he was so good. As the day got warmer, more and more children arrived on the beach and joined in. Some rich boys came down from the hotel at the back of the beach and wanted to join the game.
"Boots off, boots off," cried Danilia, pointing at their expensive studded boots. "No one here wears boots."
So the boys joined in barefoot. And all the time, cries split the air.
"Zico! Zico! Give it to Zico! Shoot, Zico! Goal!"
Up at one of the hotel windows, two men stood watching the game below. "Look how fast he is. Look how he controls the ball," said one.
"Do you want me to go down and speak to him, boss?" said the other.
"Yes, do that." Zico saw a man beckon him from the steps of the hotel.
"Have you ever heard of Santos, boy?"
"Santos, sir? Everyone in Brazil's heard of Santos. They're the greatest football team in the world."
"Well, the Santos scout has been watching you. Why not come along for a trial on Friday? We might be able to make a real footballer of you. What's your name?"
Zico, sir."
"Well, Zico, you'd better get yourself a pair of boots by Friday, hadn't you?"
Zico could not believe his luck. Danilia and Frederico ran up. "What did the man want, Zico?" "I've got a trial with Santos," whispered Zico. Then a shadow fell over his face. "But he told me to wear boots. I haven't got any. Oh, Danilia, Frederico, what'll I do?"
"Don't worry," said Frederico. "I'll buy you some. You can pay me back when you're a star."
Zico hugged his friend and they ran down the beach, whooping with joy, and dived into the blue and white breakers. Later, Danilia whispered to Frederico, "You can't afford to buy him a pair of boots. Do you know how much they cost?" "Let me worry about that, just so long as Zico plays in the trials."
On Friday, Danilia and Frederico went with Zico to the huge white stadium on the hill. Lots of other young footballers had been invited there for the trials, but among the crowds, Zico glimpsed the faces of his greatest heroes, the Santos first team.
He was so excited that his heart bounced inside him like a football. Not until the last moment did he remember what the scout had said. "Hey, Frederico, did you manage to get the boots?" Frederico handed him the most magnificent boots, striped black and yellow with studs of gleaming white. Zico was too grateful to speak. He laced up the boots and stood gazing down at them on the sidelines of the velvety green pitch. A steward pinned a number to his vest.
"With those boots on, he can't fail," whispered Frederico with a nervous giggle.
"Why? Where did you get them?" hissed Danilia anxiously.
"From one of the lockers in the changing rooms. They belong to one of the first team."
Frederico laughed with a mixture of triumph and fright. He had never stolen anything before, but he did so want his friend to be chosen to play for Santos.
"After the trial, I'll tell Zico and we'll put them back."
A voice came over the loudspeaker.
"Zico Hernandez."
And Zico ran out. But it was strange playing in boots. Zico was used to the sand under his feet. A boy in dazzling white boots passed him the ball. But as Zico set off to run, his feet felt like lead. He reached the ball, but skied it over the touchline into the empty seats.
"You're rubbish," said the boy with white boots.
Zico's legs grew so tired as he clumped round the field that he only had one more chance with the ball.
Then he tried to spin round and shoot, but it wasn't like playing in bare feet. The studs gripped the ground, and Zico only fell over and twisted his knee. Some of the other boys were laughing. "Whoever offered you a trial," said one. The whistle blew.
"Take a break," called the coach. "Numbers 48, 32, 12 and 20 can go home. We don't need you."
Zico took off his shirt and looked at the number on it. It was 20. He had failed. He looked round him at the white concrete stands gleaming in the sun. Only once in his life had he ever had a ticket to watch Santos play here. He remembered every minute of it. The flags waving, the whistle blowing, the huge roar as Santos scored. "I can't let all this go," he thought, blinking back his tears. "I can't. I can't."